thank you and good morning. Yesterday was another busy day at the 2018 State FFA Convention. Elections for new state officers had everyone excited about the future and agriculture. I had the chance to talk to Mackenzie Meyer, a junior this year from the Highland Chapter. Mackenzie serves as one of the chapter reporters alongside Faith Prather. Mackenzie has been in FFA since her freshman year.
Hi, so I'm currently the reporter for Highland FFA, the chapter, and I live on a farm with pigs, cattle, and chickens, and I have two little sisters that look up to me, and I try to be the best role model possible.
That's great. What's your favorite contest, and explain what you do in that contest?
Probably horticulture. What we do is we identify several plants, and then there's eight rings that we have to judge from best looking to worst looking, and then there's a little test that you have to take on your knowledge for plants.
Did you participate in that contest this year?
Yes, ma'am.
How'd you place?
I didn't do the best because I was by myself, but it's okay.
What's the best part about being here at the state convention?
Probably getting to know my chapter better and seeing other people around Illinois.
And what's your favorite part about FFA?
Probably the agriculture part of it. I love agriculture. I love animals and learning about it.
You think about a career in agriculture?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
That was Mackenzie Meyer from the Highland FFA chapter. Listen for more interviews from the state FFA convention over the next week. With the weekly slaughter cow report from the Southern Plains Auction, here's cattle market analyst Ed Zerwin.
This is Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly slaughter cow report. Slaughter cow prices were either side of steady, but the lower end of the prices dropped more, causing bigger spreads. And there was some improvement on the top end, but lots of the thin cows in drought areas were actually steady to weak. And the cow meat prices are making big up and down swings lately. However, last week the cow cutout ended the week on Friday $1.79 lower, but improved some on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And those 90% trimmings on Friday were $3.55 lower compared to the previous Friday, but they also improved on Monday. Now taking a look at the slaughter cow prices, but those areas that had small numbers were several dollars higher than what you're going to hear now. And the beef type boning utility cows were 53 to 64, which was one higher, and the lean or cutter type cows were 52 to 62, which was steady. And the dairy type boning utility cows were 53 to 65, which was one higher, and the lean or cutter type were 48 to 62, which was also steady. Thank you. This has been Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC.
With the weekly feeder cattle report from the Southern Plains Auction, here's cattle market analyst Ed Zerwin.
Feeder cattle prices were either side of steady, with some a little lower, but some steady to three higher. The big variation in prices definitely influenced by the oscillating CME prices. And the auctions that were on a CME rally days were higher, but those that were on a decline day were weak to lower. Most buyers are staying very close to hedgeable prices because of current losses in feedlots and stocker operations. And still big numbers of heavyweight steers and heifers over 700 pounds. And the drought conditions in many areas of the southern plains is also making buyers less aggressive on stocker type cattle, but very limited numbers at many of the auctions. And taking a look at the prices, the 5 to 600 pound steers were 160 to 180, which was three higher. The 7 to 750 weight steers were 140 to 153, which was steady. And those 8 to 850 weight steers were 134 to 146, which was one higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.
In local events, the Betsy Ann Picnic is tonight and tomorrow night in Brighton. The Southwestern FFA will be hosting a kitty corner at the picnic, In the kitty corner, little ones can have their faces painted and can pie someone. The FFA will also be selling raffle tickets, and all proceeds from the raffle will be going to benefit the St. Paul United Methodist Church in Brighton. Be sure to come out and support the FFA. The Greene County Fair starts today at 8 a.m. with the FFA show. Tomorrow will be the 4-H show, and CHS Shipman will be serving breakfast for the exhibitors from 6 to 8:30 a.m. The Open Horse Show will be on Sunday at noon. The fair runs until next Saturday, June 23rd. The Montgomery County Fair starts next Wednesday, June 20th at 9 a.m. with the Sheep Show, followed at 12 with the Goat Show. Thursday, June 21st, the Beef Show will start at 9 a.m., and Friday, June 22nd, the Swine Show will start at 9 a.m. Be sure to come on out to the fair in Butler to support your local agriculture community. That's all the time we have on the Farm Show this morning. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.